Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Yes, good morning. We are back. Let's see, we have Keyshawn. We'll get J. Will back. Still hoping Zubin is doing well, getting himself healthy, and you are stuck with me again, Key.
No, it's all good, man. I ain't got no problems with you. We straight.
Keyshawn and Han.
We good, homie.
Yeah.
Sound like Bart right there, huh? I don't want to do that too much.
A little bit.
But no, we're good.
I hope so.
I'm rested up and ready for some football, as they like to say.
Yeah, we are in the midst of it, no doubt about it. And we are coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because we want to talk to you eventually in this show, right? Like, we got to get to talking to the people who listen. It's been a while since we've had that opportunity. I guess we have caller roulette later at the end of the show.
Being away from the show for a couple of weeks and just being out and about, it's the same thing as talking to them on the phone when they're running up on you. You know, I had so many different people coming up and having conversations.
Opinions.
And I just was like, you know, I'm always nodding my head like, yeah, okay, sure, whatever, man. Right. I don't know. Because I'm not, you know, I don't know what devices they got in their pockets or what they're recording. So I'm always like, yeah, man, you know, I don't really give them a whole lot. I just make sure to just kind of nod my head like, yeah, they're going to be good.
Be friendly.
I think they're going to be good. They should be okay.
So how about the Packers? Are they okay now with Aaron Rodgers? I mean, are they, like, it's amazing how it just flipped so fast where now it's like he's trying to mend fences. Now it's like he's finding that peace with Brian Gutekunst. Well, that's that relationship. You know, he gets Randall Cobb back. He's happy about that. You know, they're doing things for him to make him happy. And he's like, okay, I'm good now. I'm happy now. So all of this, was it – I guess we won't know till the end of the season, right, where they are and what they're playing for when we get to December and January. But right now, when you consider what this offseason looked like for him, was it all worth it that he showed up day one training camp? He's getting what he wants. Clearly, it looks like it. And they return as a team that should be a favorite in the NFC.
They should be one of the favorites in the NFC. I look at it this way, Han. You went through all that for what?
To get what he's got right now.
What are you getting? What are you getting?
He gets what he wants.
What is that? They were going to draft a receiver. They got Randall Cobb back. Houston felt like, okay, we can move on from this. So what are you truly, honestly getting? Like, you did all that. You didn't all of a sudden – Davante Adams is already there. You didn't bring in a new Davante Adams or two or three of them.
No, he's there. But
you caused all that stink on the airways for I don't know however long we've been dealing with it since the draft.
That was literally April, right?
Yeah, so
right before the draft.
3-4 months.
Although it started after the season when the hints that he wasn't happy started after this, like right after the season.
But,
and then draft night's really when, remember, Shefty had that report.
But I told y'all for months on Sundays that quarterbacks – or divas and selfish. But everybody told me, I'm a damn fool. You don't know what you're talking about. You just taking up for the receivers. Man, stop. Quarterbacks are divas and selfish, and it's all about them. And Aaron Rodgers displayed that throughout this offseason. It was about him. But if a receiver would have did that, it becomes problematic. It's an issue. Or another position would have did it. It's an issue. But Aaron Rodgers is allowed to cause all of this ruckus with an organization that he was going back to all along.
Could you describe the ruckus, sir? It's, to me, he gets what he wants. You saying the diva thing, though, I will give you that.
Man, here's all of them.
But here's why.
Every last one of them.
This is textbook diva. Because, and again, Aaron Rodgers is a great quarterback. I know I have to say all this stuff in it.
No, you don't.
He's a great quarterback. He's wonderful.
No, you don't. You don't need to apologize.
This is textbook diva behavior.
Absolutely.
I refuse to go on. I am not going on that stage until I get – I am not doing it. Forget it. I'm leaving. But never leaves. And then the lights come on. It's like, all right, I'm coming out. Now I got what I wanted. I got all of the, you know, all of the
colored
green M&Ms are taken out of the bowl. Like, I got everything I wanted. Now I'll perform. That is the ultimate in diva behavior. I'm not. And then they show up because, oh, the lights are on.
I told
you his ego was gonna be the part here. The ego was going to be the thing that pushes him back on the field. He was never going to get traded, which was, in the end, smart by the Packers to say, I'm not trading this guy. So they're not trading him. So he doesn't get
walk,
that.
Though. That's the thing.
There's no way he's walking away. Now, at the end of the season, could he?
No, I'm saying at the end of the season, he can walk.
That's okay. What did Mike Tannenbaum say? This goes right to what Mike T said. You negotiate with him, give us the year, and at the end of the year, if we will now work on you, you can walk, and you give us one more year, and that buys me a year to make you happy again, to make you want to stay. And in the meantime, if you're not happy, you'll have the freedom to leave. I think it's the best case scenario right now, and now you've got an entire season with him to try to prove to him there's nowhere else you belong.
Well, maybe he never wanted to leave in the beginning, though, in the first place.
Of course
maybe
not. He just,
but I'm the poster child for divas.
No, you're not.
That's what everybody says.
You are not.
I am the poster child. When you open up the dictionary, diva, Keyshawn.
You're a poster
Fisher's
child
there.
For pain in the ass. You're not a poster child for diva.
But these quarterbacks, I'll say it again, they all divas and they all selfish. And it's all about them and what they want. But Aaron Rodgers is fine. And I think, you know, in terms of his teammates welcome him back with open arms because this gives them the best opportunity to win a Super Bowl. We all know that. We're not stupid about that. I mean, he's one of the top two or three quarterbacks in the National Football League. So who in the hell wouldn't want him on the team? He's getting ready to save a whole lot of people jobs and make a whole lot of people a lot of money.
And that's why you do – what's going to make you happy?
But
what do you want? You want Randall Cobb back? All right, we're going to get him back. Like, what is it that will make you happy? I'll do it. And I give credit to BG because Gutekunst could have – he clearly wasn't going to lose his job. He could have dug in. He didn't. No, okay, let's make this work because I know how good you are. Now, Aaron Rodgers has been pretty vocal. He hasn't said a lot, I guess, but he's hinted a lot of things. But then he shows up at camp, and I know this is we're getting a lot of headlines that Key and I didn't get to because we went away. But here's one of the things that happened while we were gone, and that's Aaron Rodgers basically just completely unfiltered with the media. Asked, as you said, he could have walked away. Did he think about retiring?
Yeah, that was definitely something I thought about. You know, I talked about how important being a full-timer was for a long time. This was the first time to spend the off-season away without a COVID year or a lockout year. And I enjoyed it. You know, I really did. I took time working on myself and trying to better myself in a number of areas where I feel like I could improve based on my own patterns and conditioning. And it was a lot of growth in that process. I continued to find joy and happiness in things off the field. However, there's still a big competitive hole in my body that I need to fill. And as I got back into my workouts, I just realized that I know I can still play and I want to still play. And as long as I feel like I can give 100% to the team, then I should still play.
He sounded like he needed a break from football. And once he realized he got that break, it was that time away. Absence makes the heart grow fonder. He was away from it. He got whatever he had to do to refresh himself, recharge, whatever. And then he realized, as we always say, when you get to July and you can smell it, you said, if training camps come in and that those competitive juices come in, the ego comes in, it's like, yeah, no, I still want to do this. So that said it all to me.
If during the course of the year in 2020, I heard that, you know, I'm who knows,
burnt
I'm
out.
Starting to get tired,
okay.
Then I would have said, oh, he might retire.
He's had an MVP season, though.
But I'm saying, mm-hmm. even so, oh, mm-hmm. I'm tired. I did, you know, oh, God, I think he's tired. Then, yeah. He's going to retire. He ain't retiring after that, man. Stop. Aaron, boy, stop. Stop selling it. It's too late now. Just, you're there. Enjoy it. But trying to get me to believe that you was thinking about retiring.
Oh, I don't buy it.
Oh, God.
No, I don't buy looking to retire. But I do buy a little bit of the idea that maybe he was just feeling a little.
Yeah, you're going to stretch it out.
Pride. Like,
no, you do. You stretch it out.
You know.
I've stretched it out before to the point where it's like, man, I'm going to get there. I'll come in for some workouts. Like, y'all chill. I'm going to be there for OTAs. Just right now, I want to relax.
Yeah.
I've been there before.
Yeah. No, it's definitely something. And that's quite the story now as the Packers have him back in the fold. And that means, of course, they are one of the favorites, no doubt about it. What else did we miss while we were gone? We're going to play a game to get up on a catch-up on all the things that we missed while we were away.
Get up on a catch-up.
We'll discuss that after Key has this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Grainger is always there to help. Grainger offers solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Getting the rust out. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
Michael is in Queens. Michael, what's up, man?
And as far as Key goes and the diva, Key, you're so diva, it's more like Kiva should be your new name.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Got to give the people what they want. KJZ, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So as we've been mentioning, yes, we are back. Key and I are back. Jay will be back later this month. We have a lot of headlines while we were gone that, you know, I mean, we need to talk about, right? There's been a lot of stuff that's gone on here.
Lots and lots.
And so we're like, how do we do this without it becoming like, yeah, you guys are talking about stories from 2 weeks ago. And Evan Wilner, our producer, came up with a great idea. We do a segment at the end of the show called Call the Roulette, where we have callers call in, we spin a wheel, number comes up, we pick the callers, and so we don't know what's coming. Well, Evan's going to take over here, which he loves to do anyway, and he's going to play Headline Roulette, where we spin the wheel, we pick a number, or at least the number that comes up on the wheel, I should say, and then he tells us what that number corresponds to the headline we want to talk about. So, Evan, let's begin by spinning the wheel.
Pick a number.
Oh, I thought we were just whatever number comes up on the wheel.
No, you guys have to see the number. You have the wheel.
Well, let's pick three.
Three. Okay. The Bucks won the NBA championship.
Okay. I was here for that. Wasn't
no,
I?
You weren't.
No, you
no
weren't.
I was here for the. I
you
was
were
here.
Not here.
You were
for
here at the beginning of the finals. Not the end.
The finals, not
I
the
was
end.
Somewhere very far away.
No, I'm trying to think. Well, okay.
I was on a beach collecting 20%.
Yeah, Chris Paul. I didn't. Giannis, that's great, but I guess I felt so bad for Chris Paul more so than anything. I was just feeling bad for him.
That was more about Chris Paul for you?
Yeah, because I really.
This was more about Giannis for
no,
me.
No, it's a wrap, though. Chris ain't going to never get one now. That's why I feel that way. I just feel
that
like
was his
it. That was
chance.
Your best shot
he knew it.
To get it.
Yeah, and they just really – Giannis is that guy
– Giannis stepped up.
That, yeah, like he it's just amazing to think. Like the more we watched and found reasons to criticize his game, the more I feel like I lost sight of the bigger picture, which is what a story he is, what a great just athlete, like personality-wise, like everything he represents
–
There's so much about him that you just had to respect, and I came away with a greater respect for Giannis Antetokounmpo after that series. And now that he's got that chip, like there's really nothing else for him to accomplish, right? He's done. So that's that.
I don't know.
Spin it.
Spin it. Five.
Oh, you guys missed all of the Olympics. So let me get you caught up on some of what happened, and you guys can pick what you want to talk about. Eddie Alvarez became the sixth athlete and third American to win medals in both the summer and winter games. Mm-hmm. Team USA men's and women's basketball won gold. Mm-hmm. Allyson Felix won her 11th career Olympic medal, becoming the most decorated Olympian in American track history.
Great story.
Caleb Dressel dominated the men's swimming, and Katie Ledecky continued to do Katie Ledecky things. Take your pick.
Allyson Felix is what a great story she is. Trojan. The battle she had with Nike, and then you know just to coming you know to come back, doing her own brand, doing her own thing. I love that story. What we didn't mention is Carl Lewis just going off on the men's relay team and how they just weren't organized at all. Like, how is that even happening? That's a frustrating part of it on the men's side, but on the women's side, again, she's a great story. The basketball teams.
I mean, they did exactly what.
They were supposed to win.
Yeah,
they won.
They won.
But Kevin Durant, can we just remember that this guy had, coming off Achilles, what he's done since coming off Achilles is pretty remarkable. And he is the most decorated now, the most successful if he's scoring wise. Probably, could you argue, the greatest USA basketball in the history of, right? I mean, I know Michael Jordan has played in multiple Olympics too, but what he's done, 30-30 and then 29 in gold medal games, pretty impressive.
I mean, he's ridiculous, though, in general, not just in USA basketball, but overall in the NBA. I mean,
how about the women winning seven straight gold medals? Domination of the world for seven straight Olympics.
It's unfair.
It's like three decades of dominance.
Yeah, it's unfair. It really truly is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Or is it a sign of just greatness? You can dominate a sport and it's fair because of the work you put in.
No, it's unfair because nobody's going to ever beat them. It's just not going to happen.
You don't think ever?
Like, no, man, not in my lifetime. I don't see it. I don't see it.
I think it's great, and you know, I love seeing you know just Diana Taurasi, Sue Bird, like what the years that they have put in and what they've done. It was wonderful. So, Olympics, great success for the U.S.
This is like
won
this
all
is
the golds,
our
all,
basketball,
most medals,
especially on the women's side, is like soccer to the rest of the country. If our kids start playing the hoops so young right now, by the time they get to where they are from a Olympic standpoint, nobody can touch us.
Good. Like it. Let's spin it. Give me 10.
10. Dak Prescott is not practicing right now due to a shoulder issue.
Well, that's okay. He had a little shoulder soreness, and they rested him up, but he's throwing the ball.
Damaged goods,
now.
Keith. Damaged goods. Never going to be healthy. Yeah, the guy's never going to be healthy.
You sound like one of the sports talk radio dudes that's been smoking cigarettes.
They gave him all this money. I can't believe it. He's never going to be healthy. He's always hurt.
I think he'll be fine. He didn't play the other night. Why would he against the Pittsburgh Steelers, even if he was healthy? Even if he was not sitting on the sidelines, resting his shoulder, he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Of course he'll be fine, but you know, I mean, this is what we do.
Yeah, but
I'm not going down that track. Oh, forget it. He's always going to be hurt. Oh, forget it.
Spin it. Six.
Six. Carson Wentz, Quentin Nelson, both out 5 to 12 weeks with foot injuries. Similar injuries for Carson Wentz, Quentin Nelson.
5 to 12 weeks.
5 to 12, yeah.
That's a big gap.
It is, isn't it? Well, I think it all depends on, first of all, for Carson, isn't it a recurring injury? Whereas
yes.
Quentin, it's a new one.
Yeah.
Well, injury. Quentin was born with it.
Oh, that's right.
He was
that's
born
was.
With, like, it, they called it like a something anomaly is what Frank Reich
yes.
called it. So something he was born with. Carson was something he had in high school
yes.
that he kind of just discovered. Yeah, it was sort of something happened with Quentin.
More important for Carson Wentz than Quentin Nelson when he comes back, because Quentin Nelson's an offensive lineman. He pulls, he knows all the line calls pretty easy in rhythm with his offensive line mates. On the other hand, Carson Wentz has not gotten into a rhythm with the receivers. So if you – it's been about a week and a half now, 2 weeks or so. So you count that he's got another – call it 4 weeks to go. So that's the start of the season before he probably could start planting and throwing at the level that he needs to. And then you push it into the season. So he'll miss the first four games or whatnot.
We won't see him till October.
Yeah, you'll see him
very earliest October. It's been a week since the surgery now. Week since the surgery.
Okay.
So that's where the clock now begins off surgery. But if you're the Colts, I mean –
it's just bad luck.
God. And for Carson Wentz as well, knowing what he's been through physically.
So if you're the coach, then if you could try to beat out the Jets and go in and maybe get a Nick Foles, then you go do it.
Frank Reich goes back to the Philly.
I mean, you have familiarity, and you go and you try and get him back and see where it goes from there.
We shall see. All right, as we go through headline roulette, again, as Key and I have been away for a couple of weeks, there's a lot of storylines in sports that we haven't got a chance to have a take on, so we're going to do that right now as we spin the wheel more. That was a double spin. Like it almost broke for a second. Seven.
This is a good one. Kanye West has made Mercedes-Benz Stadium his home until he finishes his new album.
I don't even know what that means. Him staying in a bunker or something, and
he's in a suite.
Yeah, I don't know what like
ATL. He just needs to feel the vibe. I don't know. You know, Madonna did this once at what was used to be called Nassau Coliseum on Long Island. You know it, right? So she basically, it wasn't a residency. She didn't perform. She just rented the arena right before she went on tour for like a month.
To practice.
And just stayed there. Everything was all hers. The whole thing was there.
Yeah, and she practiced at the arena.
And if you worked in the building, you weren't allowed to, if she happened to be in the hall, you couldn't look at her. You couldn't make eye contact with her. You couldn't say anything to her. Nothing.
That's okay. That's what they do.
But that was, she rented the arena.
That's why I can't wait to get to Stephen A. status and get big time. And I could just like have y'all not look at me in a production when I walk down the hall, turn y'all back.
I can't. I have to look at you.
No, I'm not you. I'm talking about like the rest of the production team and the cameras and everybody. Like you guys need to turn
your
back.
Victoria has to look at you. She works the camera.
Nope. Victoria has to. When I'll get up to go to the restroom, I need her to turn her face toward the. The ocean out there, whatever, the river?
It would be the river.
Yeah. Turn her face toward the river. I just want to do that.
That's diva.
One time.
That is diva.
1 week, right? When I come down the hallway, everybody got to go in and close the doors.
Remember
so
when Stephen A. fist bumps everybody when he comes down the hallway?
I'm not thinking about that way. I'm thinking about it totally
different.
You want
that 1 week?
Yeah. When I get to the elevator is held up. No one can get on. Everybody has to wait for me to get on it.
Get off.
Push the button. Open up the door when I get on. Security. Oh my God. Security. When the security waves, head down. Mm-hmm. Don't look at me when you wave.
There's a spread only for you.
Spread only for me.
Nobody else can touch this.
No one else can touch the spread. Green room only for me.
God help us.
And I want a star. I want Keyshawn in a star. Bam. And that's it. All plasma TVs. I need like 8 of them in the room.
No reason. You'll never be in the room, but you want it that way.
Just want it that way. No reason. Right. No reason at all.
Can we get one more in? Can we spin one more real quick? Because I need to know this one. Number one. What was the number one story?
Yeah, Russell Westbrook was traded to the Lakers. The Lakers added a ton of guys in free agency, including Carmelo Anthony.
Yeah.
So Russell Westbrook to the Lakers.
Yes, that
How
is correct.
How do you feel about that? How do you feel about people saying that Russell Westbrook and LeBron James, that will
they
not
They can't mesh.
Fit.
They won't fit.
Yeah.
Wait till they start bickering. Yep. Da, 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 da. Oh, man.
No one can shoot threes.
Brooke is at home. Brooke's at home now. It's all good. He wanted to eventually land in Los Angeles. He's there. I mean, he's back where it all started. He's literally, I bet you he's 3 miles, practice facility is 3 miles from his high school.
Yeah.
He's
home. UCLA. Yeah, he's home.
You know, Luzinger High. He's right around the corner. Like, it's going to go well. People just hating because we got a lot of star power. We got 1, 2.
Well, over 30 star power.
3, 4, 5. We got 5 Hall of Famers on that team, huh?
Future?
Yeah, future.
Yeah, no, it's a good team. Who's your shooting guard? Because shooting is going to be a very important piece here.
Whoever
because
wants
we know
to shoot.
Russ is not a great three-point shooter. LeBron, that's not his forte.
But I think
Anthony
all
Davis
of them,
would rather shoot threes, but is not great at it.
But I think
– Who's your spacer out there? Melo?
Melo's one.
Melo's coming off the bench, but we know that.
But he can shoot.
I'm
he can knock
Lakers
it down.
Because of Melo. I'm a fan of Melo. I want to see him win a ring.
But maybe it ain't all about the threes, though.
It usually is in the NBA.
No, but I'm saying maybe we're getting ready to change the thought process. You know how it goes in waves now. Uh-huh. I guess. Maybe that's what we're thinking.
So we're
going to play so much defense. Frank Vogel got him playing so much defense.
Yep.
And better yet, scratch all that. Do you think we're a better team now than we were last year?
I will say yes to that because I don't believe it won't work.
If we were a better team a year ago, I mean this year than we were a year ago, and we were basically picked to finish 1 or 2 behind Brooklyn, so why wouldn't that be the case again this year?
I think it's going to be fun.
I think it's going to be
story
electric.
A finals with now KD and Russell Westbrook. meeting in the final. Another great little story there. So those are some of the headlines.
Imagine what it's
right
going to look like with them walking through the building dressed up. You know how they get dressed? Westbrook and AD and LeBron, some of them outfits they wear.
Mm-hmm.
The suits and some of the stuff. It's going to be a wild. It's going to be a wild dress code.
I'm looking forward to this coming NBA season, no doubt about it. So that was a lot of NFL headlines, of course, right now. So what's hot news and what's not news? We'll discuss that after SportsCenter.
First offering of the game, and Anderson drives one to right. Going back, Dykeman looking, and it's gone. First pitch of the game. And he goes the opposite way. A home run into the bleachers. Tim Anderson with the jack. And it's 1-0 White Sox.
Luke Schamby with the call. ESPN Radio. The White Sox complete a sweep of the Cubs on Sunday Night Baseball. Tim Anderson's home run on the first pitch of the game. The sign to come as the White Sox hit 3 home runs in a 5-run first. Completed their first crosstown sweep since 2012. Dylan Cease struck out 10 in 5 innings for the win. The game was the first Sunday night baseball game on ABC. It came on the 33-year anniversary of the first night game at Wrigley Field. So the NBA, they are enforcing unnatural shot motion rules, doing so at the Las Vegas Summer League underway right now. In a series of tweets from the NBA official account Sunday afternoon, the league laid out the various ways it has changed the rules this offseason. The league announced it will begin enforcing rules changes enacted this offseason to curb players attempting to use non-basketball moves to draw fouls. Legendary college football coach Bobby Bowden died early Sunday morning at the age of 91. He was surrounded by his family after a battle with pancreatic cancer. The Hall of Fame coach led FSU to national titles in 1993 and 1999. Bowden was 315-98-4 during his 34 seasons with the Seminoles. He had an unmatched run of 14 straight seasons, finishing in the top 5 in the AP poll. Jimbo Fisher, who succeeded Bowden at Florida State, he will join us at 8:10 a.m. Eastern. SportsCenter brought to you by Indeed. Is hiring becoming your second job? Quit the hassle and get on Indeed. You'll find great candidates fast with Instant Match. Just sponsor a post and instantly receive a short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Now, sometimes Kimberly Martin joins us on the Goodyear Hotline, but right now we get the pleasure of having her on set with us today. How are you?
Hello, friend.
I love that the high tops match like perfectly with dress.
Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Show them off. That's all right.
I got heels though for get up later, but I figure with you
guys. Well, I saw the picture where you went high tops here, but you brought the heels and left them
on Bart the desk. Yeah, Bart was like, just show those off so people know that you you dress a little professional once in a while. What's going on, Key?
Nothing, chilling. Just ready to work.
It's about time. I mean, you guys have been gone a long time, but
I'm sorry to take a little time off.
Yeah, well, enjoy it for now. That's all I can tell you.
Football season. Does that shirt not fit him, though, by the way? I'm not for everyone.
I mean, that couldn't have been made for somebody better, honestly.
Here we go.
But he's made for us. There's no doubt about that. So let's do some hot news or not news. You ready to go?
Ready.
All right, so let's begin. Why do we have to begin with the Jets? Okay, let's begin with the Jets. Zach Wilson, in his first scrimmage, struggled.
Mm-hmm.
2 interceptions, didn't look great, critical of himself. Your thoughts?
I'm going to say not news. What I know, patience, not a virtue with Jets Twitter, as you know, Alan, longtime Jets fan.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you guys expect? He's a rookie. There are going to be struggles. When it's week one, week two, and he's struggling, all right, then we can get a little concerned.
Yeah, and most of the time in this sort of stuff, it's all scripted anyway. The defense know what the offense is going to do. We know what the defense is going to do. And mm-hmm. sometimes the defensive players don't do exactly what they're supposed to do. They get in the way, you know. And who And who is he going up against? Is the first unit, the second unit? Is it third teamers mixed in there where he's struggling against? It's scripted.
Uh-oh, Alan's upset. Alan's already upset.
No.
No, scripted.
I've made a vow to my kids. I will stop being a grouch.
Is it a tip ball? Is it something that did he throw one of those picks that was just like, you're like, what are you doing? Like, what is it? What's the context behind all
that?
I
would like to see it this way. That Jet defense is going to be really good this year. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Wow.
Okay.
Wow, Kmart just went like, yeah, that's cute. So let's move on to Cincinnati. Joe Burrow, frustrated with his start to training camp, says he won't panic. Is this hot news or not news?
This is not news again. Again, he's coming off of a major knee injury. I do love the fact that he's frustrated, but one of the things he said was, I don't feel like myself. I've got to trust myself, you know, and I think when guys get injured, Keyshawn, you can speak to this, you know, when athletes get injured, it's getting back on the field and getting over the anxiety of what happens to my knee, what happens to my leg. So once the season gets going, I don't worry about Joe Burrow at all.
Look, I Kimberly's right, and I do worry about it because it's a mental thing. If you can't get that mentality right, then you are going to struggle. If he's worried about whether or not somebody's going to hit his knee again or something's going to buckle, then he'll be thinking about it all the time when he's out on the field during the regular season or the preseason for whatever little snaps it is. It's all mental. If he can shake it, then he'll be fine. But if he's carrying that weight around with him throughout the course of the preseason into the regular season, he's going to turn it. It's going to be a bad situation for him.
Stepping into throws. Legs feed the wolf. And if you're not confident in your legs, stepping into throws is going to be a big issue for him. But what doesn't happen for a quarterback in training camp? He doesn't get hit.
Right.
And so until you get hit, that's something he also
needs to do. Even when you get hit, though.
That first hit, you got to get hit and get back up and know, like, all right,
like Alex
I'm good.
Smith. I mean, once he and it was, of course, we got hit by, that was the bigger story. All right, we continue with hot news or not news as Kimberly Martin joins us on the show. So the Colts and Darius Leonard, 5-year, $98.5 million extension, hot or not?
I mean, this is hot news. Like, the guy's a beast. Like, he is that, covering the Colts, he's that, like, energizer bunny, that guy where the rest of the defense, like, they feed off his energy. I'll be interested to see what they do with Quentin Nelson. Obviously, he's got the injury. But, you know, as far as his deal coming down the pike, and obviously the Colts have bigger issues than just Quentin Nelson. Right.
It's good news for not just Quentin or Darius Leonard, but it's good news for guys whose contracts are coming up as leaders of teams. And he's a leader on the defensive side of the ball, so you got to pay him. There's no conversation. That's why the Indianapolis Colts just went ahead and took care of business. There was no – you didn't hear all the arguing back and forth. If they should pay him, I'm holding out, I'm not coming in. They just got it done.
No brainer.
And that's what you're supposed to do.
It's amazing in this sport how it's just whoever's up next gets the next – highest salary. Like, where is the negotiation at this point other than just make sure it's more than that guy and we're good?
Make sure your stats are better than that guy, though, too.
All right, Keith Butler, the Steelers defensive coordinator, he says that TJ Watt won't practice until contract extension is finalized. Is this hot news or not news, Kimberly?
I mean, it's hot news. The fact that a coach is saying, hey, you know, I get where he's coming from. I think he should be, I hope he gets his money. TJ Watt, like, he's a beast. Like, when you think of that Steelers defense, you have questions about the offense. But when you think about that defense, TJ Watt is one of the surefire guys where you're like, okay, he's legit. So if he's frustrated about his situation, doesn't want to get injured, until he gets his deal, it's going to be – it bears watching going forward.
He should sit tight, and they'll get it done before the start of the season. But it's interesting to me that I got a defensive coordinator, assistant coach, not even the head coach, speaking on a player's contract – I don't know that the Pittsburgh
Steelers. He's giving the status of his availability.
Yeah, but you still are speaking up on the contract situation.
That did catch me by surprise. I was like,
sure that the team, the organization, really want you chiming in about a player's contract. I just don't know that.
So, was there a conversation after this came out with Butler saying,
I'm sure they probably said something to him about it.
You're right. Not your place. All right. Hot news or not news? Jamal Adams, speaking of he's not practicing. He's looking for a new deal. This sounds like it's an annual thing with Jamal.
I was waiting.
Russell Wilson says the Seahawks need to figure out also Dwayne Brown's contract situation as well. Kimberly, hot or not news?
I think it's hot because, as you said, you know, when he went to Seattle, the talk was, okay, he's going to want a new deal. Like, this was on the horizon. And the fact that Dwayne Brown's situation, this is Seahawks team that it's a loaded NFC West. They don't need any contract drama right now. They need an improved offense, and they need Russell to be Russell, and defense, all those guys to be back on the field. So I think it's hot news.
It is hot news, but when Jamal Adams was transferred or traded over from the Jets, one of the things that Pete Carroll in the Seattle Seahawks organization said is we'll eventually get to it. Mm-hmm. It's not in the immediate right now, but it will be in our future. And I think they'll get the deal done. It's one of those deals where so much money and you got to address a couple different players on the team. So you kind of want to wait a little bit and see how it goes with the negotiations and then time it out perfectly. He's not missing anything. He's still working out with the trainers. He's still there. It's not like if he was on the field, he's really going to be able to utilize his skill set to knock players on his own team around. They're not in that mode. So he's not missing a whole lot.
Yeah.
Same thing with Watt. Watt puts his hand in the ground, see ball, go get ball. It's not that difficult.
Yeah, Brown is one thing, obviously an offensive lineman, but just
they're not
like
hitting Russell Jamal, Wilson.
I was waiting right, for Allen.
Jamal, man. Like every year, Jamal. Every year.
Well, what is he supposed to say? If the Jets would have paid him, he'd still be a Jet.
And if the Seahawks
Are going to pay him though.
Eventually. Hopefully soon, because I'm tired of that story. Not tired of Kimberly Martin, though. Always good to see you. Thanks so much. Kimberly A. Martin giving us a Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Also, keep in mind, you need to listen to First Take, Her Take podcast. Kimberly's
I still ain't
co-host.
Been on.
This week's guest, USA volleyball captain Jordan Larson, whose team won the gold medal for the first time. Key eventually will get on that show. Coming up next, a former teammate of Aaron Rodgers tells us it's all going to work out, or how it's all going to work out this season. After Key has this from Goodyear. Here you go.
Well, you have it. I don't have it, but hey, that's all right. Every move we make pushes us forward, whether it's on the track, the court, or the field. Movement is how we make our impression on the world. It's part of who we are. And when you pursue it with everything you've got, it shows us who we'll become. Every move we make, every road we choose to go down, every mile maker we pass takes us to new places and shows the world just how far we can go. Goodyear, more driven.
I thought he was a working class hero, and I wanted to sit there and applaud.
I wanted to help the organization, maybe learn from them some of the mistakes in the past, in my opinion, about the way that some of the outgoing veterans were treated.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Aaron Rodgers back in Green Bay, feeling good, refreshed, happy. And, of course, if you're Packer Nation, you got to be happy, too, because you have your MVP in the fold, and that makes you a team that can contend for the NFC and maybe get to the Super Bowl. But is it exactly what we expected to happen? Key did not expect him to be there, but he's there. JaMychal Finley certainly understands everything that goes on in Green Bay and knows what it's like to win with the Packers. And he joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, a former Packers tight end, Super Bowl champ. JaMychal, good morning. How surprised are you that Aaron Rodgers did return to Green Bay after all that this offseason?
Yeah, I thought it was a bizarre just because of the hoopla during the offseason and things like that. But the MVP is back in Green Bay, and we'll see what them boys got.
Yo, what up, Mike?
Hey, what up, Key?
Nothing much. Just sitting here, filling out the Aaron Rodgers drama. I mean, you've been in Green Bay. You played in Green Bay. You played around Aaron Rodgers, so you kind of know what it is. Why did he go through – why you think he went through all of what he did to get to the point of coming in when he was coming in all along?
I think that's Aaron Rodgers. Well, I don't think. I know that's Aaron Rodgers' personality. Aaron Rodgers love attention. But, man, he has a funny personality. He's got that personality where what I done seen is all about Aaron Rodgers.
Mm. So when you say it's all about Aaron Rodgers, do you think at all that it turned off some of his teammates, or they just kind of know, like you know, this is who Aaron is, and they just gonna go about their business on a daily basis?
There you go. You put it in the correct sentence right there, Key. I think these guys know that if they don't have Aaron Rodgers, you don't win. But on another thing is he's a leader, and you had your main guy standing you up, not being at camp. Many camps are OTAs where he's getting a boatload of money to be here during the offseason. But at the end of the day, he had something else on his plate, and I don't think he thought football was very important at the time.
What's your expectations for him this year?
Seeing Aaron Rodgers come in training camp looking good, man, I think he's going to play well. He looks really good, looks confident. But I just didn't like the leadership and how things went in the offseason.
JaMychal Finley joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline, talking about Aaron Rodgers and his return. And I mean, you are definitely keeping it as real as possible about him. And I think that's really the best way to put it is you know what you're getting with this player, but you also know, as you said, if you don't have him, you don't win. So do you, as a player, when you look at their situation, if you're Brian Gutekunst, if you're those who run the organization, teammates, coaches, whatever, what comes with him you have to put up with, but you also know that when he shows up, you're a better team. So he's somebody that you would say you just deal with some of the things like what we went through this offseason?
Absolutely. If Aaron Rodgers wanted – this is how the Packers think it. I'm thinking Aaron Rodgers wants to play around and do his thing and coming back at the 11th hour, no problem. We'll put up with that personality just because, like we said a second ago, you need number 12 on the field in Green Bay if you want to compete. But like I said, and Mark Murphy said it earlier too in the summer, that Aaron Rodgers is a tough cookie.
So does he finish his career in Green Bay now that he's back? Do you think he will be here now for the rest of his career, or do you see him ending up somewhere else after the season?
I think he ends up somewhere after the season. I think the press conference he had earlier in training camp, I thought he was just talking as far as saying about his teammates. He missed Green Bay and all of these not true things, and I think Aaron Rodgers won out of Green Bay.
Who has more pressure on them this season? Is it Aaron Rodgers or the general manager Brian Gutekunst?
Oh, I think it's Gutekunst. I think it's the GM, just because all the pieces he's implementing and all the things he's not doing during the offseason, as far as Aaron Rodgers getting the key to the city and bringing Randall Cobb in. I think. In my opinion, that's a terrible move because I don't think Cobb is a player like a Hopkins or who we got, Julio Jones, and the playmakers that would change the game. So I think them giving the key to Aaron Rodgers is a screw-up. So I think the general manager has got more heat on his butt.
That's interesting you say that too, right? Because you had the opportunities to try to trade for a Hop. They didn't do it. You had the, was Fuller also available? Didn't want to do that. Julio Jones do that. They go with Randall Cobb because Aaron Rodgers wanted him back. I mean, he wanted it. Gutekunst even said it. We did this for Aaron. This is what Aaron wanted, and that's what they're doing right now. So
I got one more thing.
Go ahead.
If you think about it, Keith, you don't win championships like that. Bringing buddies in, it's not. I think Green Bay has become a buddy system.
Mm. Wow. All right, JerMichael Finley, definitely bringing the heat this morning about the Aaron Rodgers situation. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate you.
All right, be good, buddy.
Yes, sir. Y'all be easy over there, man.
Certainly will. All right, JerMichael Finley on the Goodyear Hotline.
He was good.
He was
good.
It's the audio wasn't fantastic, but I know he's a good player.
Good tight end.
But what he was saying, and people are going to think it's all hate. I think he was just being honest.
Yeah, that's what people think anyway. When
he described
the
diva to me.
When you're honest, people don't like that. They want you to be honest, but when you're honest, they don't like it. And when you say nothing, they label you as something else. I mean, it's can't win.
But they handed the keys over to Aaron Rodgers, and he's saying it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. That's amazing. Coming up, why one quarterback responded by saying, "Not great, Bob," to his first career scrimmage. That's next. KJZ, ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.